This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Pearl Bowman. Palestinians grabbed their children and belongings and fled neighborhoods on the outskirts of Gaza City on Friday as Israel unleashed a heavy barrage of artillery fire and airstrikes. Israel said it was clearing a network of militant tunnels ahead of a possible ground invasion. Israel has massed troops along the border and called up 9,000 reservists as fighting intensifies with the Islamic militant group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. Palestinian militants have fired some 1,800 rockets, and the Israeli military has launched more than 600 airstrikes. As Israel and Hamas move closer to all-out war despite international efforts at a ceasefire, communal violence in Israel is also erupting, with Jewish and Arab mobs clashing on the streets. An explosion inside a mosque on the outskirts of the Afghan capital Kabul killed at least 12 people during Friday prayers as worshipers gathered for the Eid al-Fitr holiday during a ceasefire. The Taliban insurgent group, which declared the three-day truce for the holiday, condemned the attack in a statement, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. A spokesman for the Kabul police said the mosque's imam was among the 12 dead and that at least 15 people were wounded in the blast at a mosque in the capital's Shikhar Dara district. The government and the Taliban have been holding political talks to try and end their conflict as Washington pulls its troops out 20 years after U.S. bombing forced the Taliban from power. And in the United States, the Colonial Pipeline paid the hackers who infiltrated its system a ransom of nearly $5 million before restarting that fuel line. That's what American news organizations are reporting. This is VOA News. British, European, and American diplomats and donors have voiced serious concerns about how the World Health Organization handled sex abuse allegations involving its own staff during an outbreak of Ebola in Congo. Some public health experts called for the WHO to explain what its top leadership knew about the sexual misconduct at the time and how the internal responses were managed. On Tuesday, the AP published an investigation documenting that senior WHO management was informed of sex abuse allegations involving at least two of its doctors during the epidemic that struck Congo in 2018. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, has acted on science. Research about COVID-19 over months has shown that the virus that causes COVID-19 rarely spreads outdoors and that fully vaccinated people are at almost no risk of serious disease and only a tiny risk of spreading the virus to others. Even though this evidence has been longstanding, the CDC is now saying, as of yesterday, that fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks in most settings, including at crowded indoor gatherings. Said U.S. President Joe Biden about the new guidance, get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. To clarify, the CDC only offers guidance. States set COVID policies, but many are expected to change them with this new news. Singapore announced on Friday the strictest curbs on social gatherings and public activities since easing a COVID-19 lockdown last year, amid a rise in locally acquired infections and with new coronavirus clusters forming in recent weeks. The new measures announced by the health ministry, which will be enforced from Sunday to mid-June, include limiting social gatherings to two people and ceasing dining in restaurants. Working from home will also be made the default arrangement under the new measures. Prince Harry is making headlines again. Appearing on a podcast, the prince compared his royal experience to being on The Truman Show and living in a zoo. The Duke of Sussex spoke candidly during a Thursday episode of the Armchair Expert podcast. He said he contemplated quitting royal life on several occasions while in his 20s. He told the host about keeping his relationship with Meghan a secret and dealing with the UK media scrutiny. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.